read about Hilchas Shabbos in the middle of Siman Reish Mem Ches. Halacha is if someone is going on a cruise or living on a caravan, how it relates to Shabbos, by Siv Beis, is on page 24. On Yud Beis and Beis. Says Mechaber, "How the Ein Mafligin between the Pachas of Hashem and the Shabbos?" This is what we said in Sif Aleph, that you're not allowed to go on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. Hatam Mishum Onik Shabbos. The reason is because of that one has to enjoy Shabbos. Because the first 3 days that you're on the boat, you're some tzar available. Person has pain and he's overwhelmed. But after Mafligin Beyam Amaluchana, this specifically is going on the salty seas of the harbors, but in rivers, ancient Salem, there's no pain for someone that's going on the boat. You'll go on such a boat even on Shabbos. But says the Mechaber, this is Shalom Yehi Yidu Alanu, that it's not known to us in Bo Amkam Asar Tvachem, that it doesn't have a depth of Tan Tvachem. But if it's a place that's known to Shemikar, it's been like Arkanor, from the bottom of the boat to the bottom of the river, it's Tvachem Asar Tvachem, less than Tan Tvachem, also then it's forbidden. As Rama says, Lot is chutz al tchum, to go out of the tchum. As the Mechaber continues, Vishum iser tchum, and because of the iser of Pashal and Halacha, I'm going out of the tchum. Hagar says Rama, Chaim b'svin l'shu yisarcha Yisrael lo b'l'di malacha b'shabbos, still to a boat, that the Jews are going to have to come to do malacha on Shabbos. Also, comes b'shalei shem k'adim Shabbos, but then to enter into it 3 days before Shabbos. Ablehem naharas at naivim, even if these are rivers that are flowing rivers. The lamal masara, and even if it's above 10 tefachim, says Rivash to Mekovdin Beis Marek, it's still forbidden because of the other reason of having to do malacha. Says Rama, well, in this b'masha behemo is moishchas zvin b'svasana, but there's no prohibition in this that the animals are pulling the boat at the edge of the river. It's not similar to going on a wagon that is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifka Yud Beis that. We said that the reason why you're not allowed to go on the boat less than 3 days before Shabbos, because of only Shabbos, first 3 days, it's tzar and bilbul, not specifically on the Yam HaMaluchim, but by rivers, there's no tzar, and therefore it's permitted to go on them afilah be'erev Shabbos, says Mishnah Berurah, even the erev Shabbos. V'enzach lipsik ha-mashish person, you don't have to make up with him that he has to stop at Shabbos. Then lahavlik b'Shabbos, not to go on Shabbos itself. I'm Siv Gimel, look at the next Siv. Siv Kot Yud Gimel, but the Mechaber stipulated, b'hu shaloi b'hulu, that only if it's not known to us that you don't have in the depth ten tvachim. Why? The kivin the tchumen the rabbanu who sent tchumen of going out of 2,000 amos is only rabbinic halacha. The full tchumen the yud is mil, and even the tchum of going 12 mil, which is much much more than that. Kaimalon, we know the halacha is the biyam and the haris by seas and rivers. Ain bam misur deres. There's no biblical issue. The biblical court to everyone. Shein demel the migla midberg is not similar to where we learn out the halachas of Shabbos from when the Jews were in the desert. In the encampment, and lafikach talinan b'sveikalok, which obviously the desert is not the ocean, lafikach talinan b'sveikalok. Therefore, we suspend when it's a doubt, we'll go leniently. I mean, we say the amikasar tefachem mekarka tefin lekarka yam, and that there is a when there's a depth of 10 tefachem from the bottom of the boat to the bottom of the water. In tchum lamal masara, as long as there's a doubt, we'll say that there's no problem, and we know there's no problem of tchum above 10 tefachem from the ground where there's no merushas harab above 10 tefachem. So as long as you don't know that, sivkot nidal, but in the place that it's known to us, from the bottom of the boat to the bottom of the river, it's less than 10 tefachim, yet then it's a problem. Pirush, ava bisham ayam amuk masari, even if the water is 10 tefachim deep, but in masvinu mishkas b'mayim, if the boat is submerged in the water, shem ben karka svinu l'karka mamu sar tefachim, you don't have between the bottom of the boat and the bottom of the water 10 tefachim, that's a problem. He says, limit, but you don't have to say, imu yeshu b'svinu l'mat masara. Of course, if you yourself are sitting in the bottom of the boat, and now you're beneath 10 tefachim from the ocean bed, and you're going to be going out of the tchum. Limtz ba'alchomat masar comes that you're going beneath 10 tefachim. No, I lafila muyesh b'svin makom gavoy. Even if you're on the top of the boat, shul lemal masar mekakras amam. You're above 10 tefachim from the bottom. Gamkin us is still forbidden. Why? Kimish b'svin arochav abba. Since the boat is 4 tefachim wide, v'nichal lehiloch, and it's convenient when it moves. It's like the whole entity is on the bottom. What?
What difference does it make?
It's not. That's the thing. It's not going to make a difference as long as the boat, the bottom of the boat. The tchumen is only a problem below 10 tefachim. If you're above 10 tefachim, there's no tchumen problem. Now, some permit kishu yeshiv lamala masar tefachim. Some people, when you are sitting above 10 tefachim, and as long as his legs are not hanging beneath 10 tefachim, because lamaisa, you are above 10 tefachim, you go line their words when it's necessary to stay above on a higher part of the boat and not have the problem about tchumen. Sifkat tezbav. But Mechaber is saying, yeah, if it's less than 10 tefachim, then it's also lots of hulu and forbidden to go out because of isa tchumen. Hainu, that is b'chol hashlesh yom kashagad b'shabbos. That's meaning within the first 3 days before Shabbos. Imidesh is done with the Shabbos. If you know that the boat is going to be going in that place, you're stuck level of alisat tchumen. You're going to have to violate alisat tchumen because the water is less than 10 tefachim, or at least from the bottom of the boat. So then you know, let go within Thursday, Friday. You know, but of course, in the beginning of the week, then it's permitted because it's about bagel. Like we said already in Tzav and the Ramah, that then you're not mechuyev to be concerned for the coming Shabbos. Sivkan tezayin. Now the Ramah said, so to a boat that a Yisrael is going to have to come lead day malacha to do malacha, and that's a film malacha Rabban says the Mishabur from Akrainim. Even if you have to do rabbinic malacha, you know, then I'll go within 3 days before Shabbos, even if it's the flowing rivers and it's above 10 tefachim. But, Sivkot Nyudzayim. Right, so that's Lekanis Mashlash Yom to go within 3 days. At the reason that Kamash Yom Malab Sivkot Nchaz, like you wrote in Sivkot Nchaz. That within the first 3 days before Shabbos, you have to be concerned for what's going to happen on Shabbos. Sivkan Yitzchas, but there's no problem with this that the animals pull at the edge of the river. But someone mentions that there was no other prohibition. Like for example, the flowing rivers, and it's above 10 tefachim. Meaning to say, it's not like you're not going to get seasick, and it's above 10 tefachim, no problem at chumen. The Jews are not going to have to do malachas. So you don't have that problem. Unless, at least, don't make it problematic to go on the boat. Where the animals are pulling the boat. It's like as if he's sitting on a wagon. The animal pulls it, and that is forbidden. We don't say this. The reason is, why not ride an animal on a wagon that's been pulled by animal? Because you might cut a branch, like the famous Isser, and then to come to lead the animal. When the animal's going very far away from him because he's on the water and the animal's on dry land, that's permitted to go even on, let's say, a Friday, a Thursday, that's not considered as a problem. Siv Gimel says the Mechaber, were you allowed to go on the boat from Erev Shabbos, which is spoken about many different cases? If you went on the boat from before Shabbos and you acquired your Shabbos residence there on the boat, even though it's leaves on Shabbos, it's permitted. But only if you didn't leave the boat from the moment you acquired your Shabbos residence. Hagar says, Rambam, some say, even if you left the boat, it's permitted. Once you acquired your Shabbos residence there from before Shabbos, but Shabbos is lawful, you lighter than actually enter the boat on Shabbos and let it set sail. Some make Kiddush on the boat. Then they go back to their homes. They sleep over there as you continue to have the Yamalul Moch, and the next day they come back to the boat and they said, sail. And that's how the custom is in some places. And you can't protest. That's around the first Pergash Abbas, we wash it's been Zion, Kofal, Kof Nabez. And finally, come on, Simashim Lamentes, the tough doubt. Says Mishra Brurim, Siv Kotten, you test that Hecha the Mutu Bahulu. So he says, Pirish, now Machabala Kamal El Hatter. Mechaber didn't say previously to permit. Even flowing rivers are above 10 tefachim. El havdil be'erev Shabbos, only to go on erev Shabbos. But Shabbos loy, but they never said you could go on Shabbos. And here he's coming to point out that sometimes on Shabbos with lavav them, that even on Shabbos sometimes you let us set sail. So we've got mechav that if on erev Shabbos you came and you acquired over there shvisa hainu sheyosh v'shem kol ben hashmosh ashtetechshach, you spent the whole twilight period until it got dark. So even though it leaves on Shabbos, it's permitted. But as long as he never left the boat from the moment he acquired Shvisa, if not the case, now enter the boat on Shabbos, because then it looks like you're floating on the surface of the water. But that's forbidding, because that you're not let it go on the boat on Shabbos. Other most said, some said that even if he left the boat, it's permitted. Why? Once you acquired over Shvisa from before Shabbos, then you're allowed to go back. I know that is the through this, because once you acquire Shvisa, it's like your house. And in your kashat, it doesn't look like you're flowing. You go in on Shabbos.
I mean, obviously, because it's your house. It's not like you're just going into the water on Shabbos. Now, says Mishnah Berurah, fill a day zero. Now, even according to this opinion, it's not effective, this acquisition of Shabbos residence. Only that you could go into the boat on Shabbos. When you finally reach dry land, you now let it move from your Dalet Amos, Now, related to the halacha of Tchumen. However, if the boat reaches to a city that's surrounded with partitions, look over the end of Ramah, that he discusses this. But if he didn't leave the boat from the moment that he acquired Shabbos residence, then you'll allowed to go afterwards when you come to dry land, up until 2,000 hours in every single direction. Now, this is all talking, only if the boat was always above 10 tvachim, like we said over there, because once it went beneath, then again, you're limited with the 2,000 hour limits, as we'll see over there in Chelik Dalet. We're going to halachas of Irvin, Truman. Now, Besfina Gufa, now regarding the boat itself, Malachas Kula, he could walk the whole boat, the whole yacht, Afil Miyotza Mi Be'erev, LeBeisai, even if he had left in the evening, Friday night, to his house, Achash Kan Shviz, after he acquired the Shabbos residence, Kim Shah Shabbos Ba'am, Mechitz, Ba'am, since he was there in the airspace of the partition from when it was still daytime, and it was Kan Shviz, so it's never that the whole boat is considered his Shabbos residence. Now, even if it's moving. Now, Vimloy Kan Shviz, if he did not acquire Shabbos residence at all from before Shabbos, and the Kamim to face him, Zayim, Mishabruah, Kisham Be'aran, the Kulpur, the Adim, that's where we discuss all the different specifics of the Alochas, of the Erevin, of Tumen, of Erevichatzeres, etc. Sivkan Chav Gimel. So Ramah said that some say that even if he left the boat, it's going to be permitted because once he acquired over there Shvisa Me'erev Shabbos, so then you're allowed to go back onto the Shabbos, onto the boat on Shabbos and to take off. V'afilim chol Yom Tov Erev Shabbos. Now, even if Erev Shabbos was a Yom Tov, sure, Likna Shvisa, you're allowed to acquire Shabbos residence. V'em v'zim v'shemachon Yom Tov Shabbos in Magrum. There's no problem about preparing Yom Tov the Shabbos. V'ein imoyle zakin Shvisa chon Me'erev Yom Tov. And it doesn't help the acquisition of the Shabbos residence that you did from before Yom Tov for Yom Tov to work at the end of Shabbos. When do we say it's not considered as a problem about preparation? Sivkan Chav Galad. The Ramos said some Sha'isin they make Kiddush on the boat, and then they go back home and they sleep over there, and then the next day they come back to the boat and they take off, and that's how the minig is in some place. And he says, and in Limchus, you don't protest. So Mishmur explains Gamal Dezu, also according to this, have been Sham, but you have to have been over there, Koben Ashmashes, the whole twilight, Lakin Shvesa, for the acquisition of the Shabbos residence. They just hold the Lakitchila, initially, Nachal Lassasham, come, King Kiddush, but it's also appropriate to also make Kiddush and eat over there a little bit, to Lafar Samadabit, to publicize this Shakonash Mishmisa that you acquired with the Shabbos residence, and that is below Yvail Chashim, people will come to suspect and say, hey, what are you doing going on Shabbos? No, although I'm coming now Shabbos, I was there already Friday night, as you see that I made Kiddush, etc. The Bir Halacha, the Ramas Machinog with Tzas Machemis, and this is like this link to what they make Kiddush, and then they come back the next day. This is how they connect themselves in some places. So Bir Halacha says, this is all talking about by flowing rivers specifically, because Ramas going the words of Machaber, not on the ocean. Now, some places, the custom has been widespread that to take a journey by the Kinyan Shvisa, even for the great seas on Shabbos. And they're not concerned for the reason of Einik Shabbos, where the person is going to be seasick. But however, elsewhere it's written not to be lenient regarding the majority of the Paiskim, which the Morgan Rim brings them at the end of the Simon. However, in a place where they are not to be mad regarding this, you can't protest like the Beis Yosef writes, because they have what to rely on, which is Ramban, that holds that the reason of the Isra of going on the boat is Davka by a Svina, that majority are Jews, because then non-Jews are doing the Malacha on the boat for them, but not when the majority are non-Jews. And according to this, if the boat, the residents are Jewish, then the shore would be us, and that's the Morgan Rim writes, at the end of the simon. Some of the dirshu number 13. Now we said that sometimes even on Shabbos, allowed to go ahead and that's when Mechabes come and tells in Sif Gimel that he'll have to take off even on Shabbos. Now since there is a way that permitted to take off from a boat on Shabbos, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that's permitted to talk on Shabbos regarding sailing on your yacht. And there's no Issa B'Dabba, as Bergen Shulchanach later on Shem Zayin, that since it's permitted to go out of the Tchum through Bergen and through Hadz, so you're allowed to talk about going out of the Tchum. It's not considered talking about a Malacha thing, because there is a permitted way. And for this reason, Shulchan Zaman is inclined that it's permitted for a person to say that in his travel plans, he has to travel to a place that you can get to by boat, even though he intends to get there by car or by train. Because in traveling is also included, going by boat. And therefore, this terminology does not indicate something that's prohibited definitively to do on Shabbos. And even in places where it's not possible to get to by boat, depending on what the zaman is, it's permitted for a person to say that in his tochnit, in his schedule, is to travel there because he could get there by riding on a bike. And that's also called the nesiyah, which is technically halachically permitted also. However, Shem Zaman writes that min astam, we presume that this ruling would be specific by someone that generally would ride a bike and is between people that would do such a thing. However, today, that it's already actually in the scabble the isra of riding on a bike, you could say that it would be forbidden to say, tomorrow I'm going to travel by bike. And we discuss this later on, Shem Mishun Hei. However, Yashua is that since min astam, a nesiyah means by car, there is no hetzer to say, we're making this nesiyah, even though he has in mind actually to travel by boat or actually by bike.